What's up, guys? Max here, back with a brand new episode of the Scuttlebutt Show. I am wishing you all happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I'm wearing my Christmas present for you today, which is this Swoley night sweater that my wife got me for Christmas. If you can't see it, if you're not watching, it is a jacked Santa Claus, and it says Swoley night. That's hilarious. I love that. So I'm super stoked on that. What's up, Harry Lime Pie, Nuggets, Kitty, A.N., Eviana, welcome everybody. It's going to be the last show of the year because after today, I'm buckling down, going to be working on things like the Julian documentary, but mainly and most importantly, preparing to have a baby. We're having a real life human baby at the end of this month, but it really could be any day now, I feel like. I'm kind of mentally preparing myself that it could be any moment now, any second. And I wanted to do one last great Scuttlebutt Show episode for you guys and send you off feeling good, stoked on the future, which we're going to talk about, which I have some big announcements to make on that. And then returning to you guys as a proud father when the Scuttlebutt Show returns in the new year and some exciting stuff on the way. So, like I said, welcome everybody. It's going to be a fun day. I've got some great stories. But first, let's get the negative stuff out of the way. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think yesterday, I didn't do a show yesterday. By the way, we're going to talk about the Army today, something really awesome. A couple really awesome Army stories today, so don't go anywhere. We're getting to it. But yesterday, the news broke that the government was going to roll back the COVID vaccine mandates for recruits. And it's unclear if that's going to affect the people who've already been kicked out or the people who are in the process of getting kicked out. And I want to talk about me and the future of YouTube here for a second. Couple things. One, I love doing this show. I love it. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it because there's about 20 people who watch live. There's about 100 people who listen to the podcast. But over on TikTok, thousands of people see every video that I post over there. So YouTube is the lowest yield attention that I get. That is in part because last year I did an episode and I called it the most important episode we've ever done. And I still feel like it is. Where I went on and I said all the reasons that I think kicking active duty military out over the mandates was a huge mistake. On that, I tried to plead for some empathy, for some understanding of the others who, whatever side you're on, have some understanding for the other side, that everyone's going through some stuff. And we showed a video of a Navy doctor, a Navy captain, an 06, who is a doctor going to the San Diego City Council and explaining all these reasons to not get the shot. Then I read a letter from a friend of mine who I served with, who was getting kicked out for abstaining. And I said, look, here's a guy who wrote this open letter to the Navy on the reasons why he thinks this is wrong. Here's a Navy doctor saying that he doesn't trust this stuff. Imagine you put those two people together. That's a sailor and that's a sailor's doctor. They cross paths. Now this person's not sure what to do and you're going to kick them out, send them packing out there, their family leaving them out in the cold, so to speak. And then a year later, less, they say, never mind, we're not going to do that anymore, which implies basically they never believed in it at all. It's all a big scam. It's all a big joke because nobody's leading with values. They're just, following whatever's trendy, whatever orders they're being given. There's no character. There's no morals. There's no values. There's no core values driving half the decisions that get made anymore. And what did I get for advocating on behalf of those people? A strike on my channel. When my YouTube channel, The Scuttlebutt Show, was growing the fastest it had ever been, I got a strike. It's permanent. If I get another one, I could be banned, definitely blocked for a week at a minimum, all this stuff. Permanent, mark on my record. And there's nothing I can do, nobody I can call, nobody I can talk to. And that has really affected, I believe, this channel. and the spread and the things that people see for me, it made a big negative impact. And then, you know, now it's rolled back. And of course, everyone will say, well, now that's the right thing. And now that's the thing that we all always knew. Of course, duh. Nobody ever said we should do the opposite. Maybe I'm babbling. But it's been really sad. And that affected me. Because I'm in here putting in the work every day to make this content. And I was punished for saying what I believe, advocating for people I care about. And so when I come back in the new year, I feel like I want to make some changes. And one of the biggest, you know, things that I'm passionate about is military history. Love it. Love reading about it, learning about it, sharing stories. I love sharing current events, but these current events are, depressing sometimes. Sometimes really good, and I do like doing it. But history is where the lessons really are. And so when I come back in the new year, I might switch to talking about history instead of current events. I just want you guys to be prepared for that. And focusing more on sharing inspirational stories of military history when I'm not doing this, I'm listening to audiobooks, reading books, watching videos on military history. And so I would love to start sharing that kind of stuff with you guys. And in my own way, you know, with my own flair. So we'll see. That might be a change that's coming in the new year. I just am so bummed and I get so down about some of the, you know, the way that the content is shared and spread and what the algorithm does for a channel like mine. It's sad. So I might have to make some changes with that. But all of that is because I care about you all who are listening to this and seeing this. I care about you guys. I appreciate you being out there. It means a lot to me. It keeps me going, gets me up in the morning, makes me want to do things and progress and do things like the Julian documentary, like the Okinawan documentary, like the videos that I make, like the skits that I do. I do it because I care about you people out there who are listening to this. So thank you. That's my soapbox. I'll get off of it now and bring you guys the reason for the season, which is a whole day's worth, or a regular day's worth of Scuttlebutt Show stories, starting with some, and you know where we love to go with this, some crime. Sailor's conviction overturned due to judge's suspended law license. If you didn't need another reason to think that the UCMJ is a giant scam at this point, apparently there was a judge out there presiding over court martials who didn't have a license to practice law. You could call it a, you know, red tape, paperwork, you know, whatever it is. But when it comes to the legal system, there are all the lines crossed, the P's and Q's, the T's crossed, and the I's dotted and all that stuff, or else you end up with what we have here, which is horrible. The Navy legal system is making some changes after a military judge's failure to renew her law license resulted in at least one botched court-martial. Listen to think of everyone affected by this. A decision handed down by the Navy and Marine Corps Court of Criminal Appeals found that the findings and sentence of aviation electrician's mate First Class Aaron Painter, a USS Essex sailor convicted in February of photographing unclothed shipmates without their consent, basically he's a pervert, should be set aside and a rehearing authorized. So another court-martial has to happen. The problem was the judge was not eligible at the time to practice law. Between July 2021 and March 2022, she had been administratively suspended from the practice of law by her licensing agency, the State Bar of California. Oh my gosh. Meaning that now not only does the person who was found guilty have to have a retrial, but the victims all have to be put through this whole thing again. The victims have to go through this all again, thinking that they were settled, that justice had been served to some extent. Nope, forget that. Just do it all again. The military judge later revealed that between that time period, she had presided over multiple cases. Now those all could be up for retrial. This Commander Andrea Lockhart, the judge and experienced Navy prosecutor, reported that she had learned of her suspension due to failure to pay California on March 10th. She informed the parties in several cases, including Painter's, of the issue on March 30th, and according to California, you have to pay $515 a year to continue to practice law, which is a total scam, obviously. We do not think that Congress intended to authorize the JAG of the Armed Forces to certify as military judges any attorneys who, in the judgment of their licensing authority, were unfit to practice law, the court found. So basically, it wasn't on purpose. It was an accident, but it doesn't change the fact that the damage is done, and now these cases are going to be potentially thrown out. Says to date, U.S. versus Painter is the only case reviewed by the Navy Marine Corps court to raise an issue, but there could be more. Painter pled guilty to indecent recording pursuant to a plea agreement at the court martial in San Diego. The appellate court says he photographed the genitals of unknown individuals without their consent while aboard the Essex. He was sentenced to confinement for 8 months, reduction rank to E3, and a bad conduct discharge. Now he has to return to court martial and potentially face a different sentence or just get off completely. Crazy stuff. Very, very sad. Totally a bummer. And hopefully won't be resulting in people getting away with these crimes, but who knows? Do better, UCMJ. That's why people don't have faith in this system. They do not, because of stupid things like that. Let's see. Sailor was hella lucky for that. Well, we'll see. He might end up still busted. There are so many stories that could be told just from the book Bywater Beneath the Walls. Yes, Harry, you're absolutely right. MC, what is up? Kitty says, did she not know till after the fact she had to pay a fee, or did she know and just not pay? That's a great question. Eric Santos, what's up? How are you? Good to see you. Welcome back. It's been a while. I think if you're the same person that has been here before, welcome back. And everyone listening on the podcast, special shout out to you guys. Thank you. I don't know who you are, but when I see you're listening, it does mean a lot. So thank you. Unfortunately, we have a sad case involving a veteran here and another just protect the elderly. Newport woman sentenced for stealing $74,000 in benefits from veteran. Oh my God. A Newport woman was sentenced in federal court on Friday after admitting to stealing $74,000 in benefits from a U.S. military veteran. Lisa Hino, 55 years old, of Northeastern Massachusetts, pled guilty to 2 counts of public funds. Wait till you hear how she ended up in this position in the first place. She was sentenced to 2 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release with the first 10 months to be served in home confinement and repaying the $74,000. Prosecutors said the benefits came from the Veterans Affairs and Office of Personnel Management and belonged to a veteran she was supposed to protect. A person she was supposed to protect. In May 2014, Hino was appointed by the Massachusetts State Court to serve as the conservator for a disabled veteran and retired federal employee. That's why it's VA and OPM. Appointed by the state. Later in October 2014, Hino became the OPM representative payee for the victim as well. As a court-appointed conservator and representative payee, Hino had access to the federal VA and OPM monthly benefit payments that were directly deposited into the victim's bank account. In this capacity, Hino transferred federal funds from the victim's bank account to her own bank account and then used the money for her own expenses. Specifically, from about June 2017 to August 2018, she stole or converted $44,000 in VA funds that she knew she was not entitled to. And then from January 2017 to January 2019, she stole or converted another $29,000 in funds she knew were not hers. And then she got busted, and now she's going to pay a minor penalty. I mean, she owes the money. She's guilty of a major crime. But does the punishment meet the crime? I can't tell you how disturbed I am when I hear about these stories of elderly veterans who are trusting the state or federal government or going into VA care homes to be taken care of, and then they're being just tormented by their caregivers, robbed, beaten, abused, tortured, ignored, improperly cared for, medical malpractice. It's sick. It is so sick. New Jersey just lost all ability to manage their own VA care homes because of lack of trust, and it just keeps going. So please, folks, advocate in your state for elderly care regarding veterans. It is a crisis, for real. So now you know to look out for that kind of thing, so please be extra vigilant. Extra vigilant, and if you have any information or stories about this that you want to share, send them my way, because I would love to put them out. It is gross. It's gross. MC is better now that she's tuned in with her peeps. Love that. Scrap Iron, shout out from Pacific Northwest. Welcome back. Eric says, do you think the military-industrial complex runs the nation and the president only has some authority and only knows as much as they are told? To some extent, yeah, of course, because you never know who's in whose pockets. That's a very big problem. Same Eric, yes. Welcome back. Man, what a true scumbag. Glad she ain't getting that money, yeah. Lock her up and throw away the key, MC says. Yep. That's why I kept my mom home at her last days, Eric. Well, thank you for being a good child, son, family member, caregiver. Kitty says, there's a movie about this, how caregivers illegally come and take and just bleed the bank accounts of the people they are taking care of dry. Do you know what the name of that movie is? Curious. folks, a couple more things. Some Army stuff. You know, we've been hard on the Army for the past 5 years. And they make it too easy, though. And Harry Lion Pie, $20 super chat. Buy that new baby a silver spoon. Thank you so much. That means a lot. Our baby's going to be so... I'm going to spoil our baby so bad. I'm going to be the worst. Don't tell my wife. I don't know. Maybe. Yes and no. I will spoil and be hard on her. You know, you got to mix the two. She's going to be daddy's little girl. That's for sure. I'm so excited to be a dad. I cannot wait. I'm super stoked on that. A stay-at-home dad. Imagine me, a stay-at-home dad. Can you imagine that? All right. We've been hard on the Army for the past 5 years, but the Army's been hard on itself. All right? They make it a little bit too easy. And so it should come as no surprise that our next story is making fun of the Army. But we are going to bring it back around to something good from the Army. We actually have something good from the Army today, so that's going to be how we wrap up today's show. Soldier found passed out with his pants unzipped outside of a daycare in Georgia. You won't be shocked to hear that that makes him today's Scuttlebutt Show Clown of the Day. A Georgia soldier is charged after he was accused of exposing himself in a daycare center parking lot. Deputies say the soldier stationed at the U.S. Army's post Fort Gordon was arrested and charged with indecent exposure after a daycare employee found him passed out in his car with his pants unzipped and genitals exposed. Come on, man. Come on. The incident occurred December 1st outside the Oak Brook Country Day Preschool in Martinez, per an incident report from McClatchy News. Fort Gordon officials confirmed the 39-year-old is a sergeant at the military base in East Georgia. The daycare employee told deputies she was alerted to an unfamiliar car parked on a curb in the facility's parking lot. She went outside to find a man in military-style uniform who appeared to be unconscious in his car with the windows rolled down. She also noticed his pants were undone and went inside to call 911. The soldier came to, sped away, but then was pulled over by deputies shortly after. They spotted an empty bottle of vodka on the passenger floorboard, and he was arrested. So here's this guy sitting in the parking lot of a daycare in uniform, in his Army uniform, passed out on vodka, pants down. I can't think of a bigger joke than this guy. The soldier was charged with driving under the influence and indecent exposure and booked in the Columbia County Detention Center. In a statement, Fort Gordon officials said they're taking misconduct allegations, in quotes, seriously. I put the Army taking allegations, in quotes, seriously, in quotes, too, because, well, they just don't. We do not tolerate inappropriate behavior by any member of our command. It is crucial that everyone on our team lives and demonstrates the Army values every day, officials said. Queries regarding the investigation should be addressed to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. So if you guys want to know more information or ask about that, you can talk to them. Just a headline here. Soldier found passed out, pants unzipped outside a daycare. Come on. And this is at a time when people are saying we need to put armed soldiers in our schools. Not this one. That's why he's the Scuttlebutt Show Clown of the Day. And I want to know what you think about that in the comment section down below. Wow. Wow. Holy moly. That is bad. That is, don't do it. Do not. J-Dog, what's up, Scuttlebutts? Welcome. I would have thought it was the National Guard soldier out of Washington. You know, in BDSM pup mask while in uniform. Scrap Iron, what are you talking about? Can you send that to me? Can you send that to me at the scuttlebuttshow@gmail.com or on Instagram or something like that? Tommy, why are you done? I talked about it at the beginning of the episode. I don't want to get back into it. That high blood pressure is a B. Yeah. Yep. Thankfully, they got him. Yes, he's a turd. That's true. I've got nothing to say for that. Everyone says, yeah. What do you say to that? What do you say to that? It's just a disgrace. Truly a disgrace. This this next one. Okay, two more things for you guys. Good, we're going to have a good time. We're going to get out of here probably 15:30. But it's going to be fun from here on out, okay? We've got two more great things today. And then we're going to be out of here for the year. This next one made me feel the holiday spirit. Humvee stolen from psychological operations unit, and the Army is offering a $5,000 reward. Have you seen this Humvee? Wait till you hear the description of this thing. An up-armored, high-mobility, multi-purpose wheeled vehicle, which is what Humvee stands for, was stolen from an Army Reserve Center in Central Texas last month, and CID is offering a reward for credible information about the theft. Yeah. According to an agency press release, a Humvee with bumper number 399 Tango Papa Charlie Alpha 16 was stolen from a reserve facility in San Marcos, Texas between November 22nd and 28th. They don't even know because nobody was there for Thanksgiving. The bumper number indicates that the vehicle belonged to the 399 Tactical Psychological Operations Company. They're having a PSYOP ran on them right now. Law enforcement officials said they're offering a $5,000 reward for credible information leading to the arrest and conviction of anyone responsible. It's not clear why the theft may have gone unnoticed for a week, but reserve component units only have a handful of full-time personnel. True, the Thanksgiving holiday may have also meant that the full-time staff were not present. Officials urged members of the public with information to contact Joint Base San Antonio. It says here, the images depicted above are of similar vehicles for reference. And there is a video here to go along with this. Wait till you hear how the news out there in Texas decided to describe this missing vehicle. I love this.
Police in San Marcos are trying to catch a bold burglar and their loot after they took off with an armored Humvee. Police say someone stole the vehicle sometime between November 22nd and November 28th. The Humvee was taken from a U.S. Army Reserve Center. The vehicle is tan in color and has a gun turret on the roof.
Tan in color with a gun turret on the roof. Have you seen this missing vehicle? Please report it. With a gun turret on the roof.
There are no weapons or sensitive electronics inside the vehicle, though. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Raven at 512-781-8997.
Keep up to For real, how do you walk onto base, steal a Humvee, and there's no evidence? There's no video? There's nothing? Nobody's seen that thing going through a McDonald's drive-thru or something like that? Nobody knows where this thing is? I find that unbelievable. So you guys let me know if you've seen any random errant Humvees driving around your neighborhood and what you think about this story in the comment section down below. That is special, folks. That one is truly something special because you don't hear too many errant, you know, stolen Humvees driving around, stories like that. Send to your Twitter. Thank you, Scrap Iron. How do you steal one like that and so easily? That's a good question. Well, they usually don't need keys, so you can just get in and turn it on. But if you, like, let's say you need gas or something like that, how far can you really get on a tank with that thing? Not that far. So where could it be? Dude, where's my Humvee? It's probably in Mexico. Loot. Just walks off. Reminds me of that story of the meathead that stole a tank. Meth head that stole a tank. Yeah. I mean, I do remember that. I feel for the U.S. military nowadays. Yeah, true, true. Holy swoley moly. Yes, swoley night shirt. Thank you for noticing. It's a gift from my wife, which I love. Like I said, folks, we've been hard on the Army for the past few years. Maybe at some times too hard. Nah, the right amount. The right amount of hard. But they've really come through because recently we gave them a lot of trash talk about their preparation for the Army-Navy game, including a fight on a football field. While the Navy was dropping leaflets on West Point, they were fighting over a flag football game. We just had a couple tough stories in Army right here, but somebody on TikTok sent me something yesterday, and I gotta say, you gotta give credit where credit's due. For once in a long time. I've got something good from the Army. The Army just put out a video hyping their soldiers up for the upcoming Army-Navy game, and let's see if it's actually worth watching. Yep, that was actually great. I gotta give credit where credit's due. That was awesome. That was perfect. I loved that. I saw that and I was like, damn it, it's actually good. So it's fair. It's only fair to give credit to the Army for that one. Great video. That was a great video. That's a good burn. Kids play soldier, not sailor. All right. All right, heard, understood. That's pretty good. No comment. No comment. Oh, it was good. It was really good. All right, fine. 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 You guys made a good one. Kitty says, oh, that was good. Tommy says, I'm so confused. This is hurting my brain. H-Nah, what's up? LOL. Great job, Nugget says. Yes, that was good. MC, I just wish it was a little shorter. I was waiting for it too long. That's true. That's true. It could have been a little bit shorter and gotten to the point, but hey, it's an Army hype video. What are you going to do? They only get one a year. They only get one good one a year. So the rest is all bad. So might as well give them 2 minutes of joy. 2 minutes. I gave the Army 2 minutes of positivity for the year, for the holidays. That's my gift. All right, folks. That's it. We're going to wrap it up there. I'm going to let you go. It's been a year. I started this year in Okinawa, Japan, and I'm ending in Oceanside, California. I started this year working on a documentary, and I'm ending it working on a documentary. It's great. Do kids play S8 and Abandoned in the Woods too? That's a good one, Tommy. That's a good rebuttal. That's a good rescuttle right there. And, you know, it's been, and I'm about to have a baby. And I started this year not a father, and I'm going to end it a father. It's crazy. Life's crazy. And I'll be back next year. Refocused, reimagined, and rebutted. Get ready for the rebut. Oh, that was good. I just came up with that. Get ready for the rebut. That was good. I Care a Lot. It's a movie on the legality of taking advantage of the elderly. Ooh, great. Thank you. Thank you, Harry. We love you, Mad Max. J-Dog says, we love you too, man. Back at you. And yeah, it's everything's great. Everything is awesome. Life is good. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing on. Enjoy the holidays with your friends and family. Watch some Christmas movies. Enjoy. Get ready for the new year. Don't wait to make a resolution. Have the resolve every day. And stay good. And have some good values. and bring those every day with you into the world. You guys know how I feel about things, so I won't belabor the point. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night, and I'll be back next year. And for now, that's The Scuttlebutt Show.